We got Angie Everhart on line one. Angie, longtime friend of the show. Hello, Angie.
Angie.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Great. It's been a long time since we hung out. She used to have a show on Toad Hop Network up there. Love it.
Oh, yeah. Angie's awesome.
Oh, yeah. She's great. So it says here you had a personal experience with Harvey Weinstein.
Ugh.
I had a, you know, I Heidi, I was listening to you say that, you know, you should just yell and scream and just try to get out of a situation. But sometimes you can't always do that.
Right.
And it just doesn't work. And I was at the Venice Film Festival, and I was on somebody's boat, and I had just arrived, and I was sleeping. I was in my bed, and you know, boats aren't very big spaces sometimes. And I wake up, and Harvey is standing above my bed. Mm. Now, that alone is frightening.
Right.
Oh my God.
And I wake up, and then all of a sudden he takes his pants down and starts doing his stuff. And he's blocking the door. I can't get out. And I don't know how to say this on the radio, but
yeah.
Finishes on the carpet of the floor.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like a similar story with the TV reporter in front of the show, Lauren Savon. She said the same thing. He blocked her so that she wasn't able to get out and did the same thing, pleasured himself in front of her.
Disgusting. And then he says, you know, you're a really nice girl. You shouldn't tell anybody about this.
Oh,
and I was like,
God.
And I, you know, and then, so, you know, it's like, I told everybody, but that on the boat, but nobody did anything about it. Nobody wanted to do anything about it because everybody was terrified of Harvey.
Sick.
This is Angie Everhart from Last Action Hero, right? That's who we're talking to?
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry that happened to you. That's horrifying, and I'm a big fan of you, and I swear to God, if I ever run into that son of a bitch, I'll knock his block off.
I got your back, Angie. Jesus, that's some story.
You know, and every time I would see him, you know, he always, you know, after that, he gives you like a very strange look, and I would always get the creeps like so bad because he knows what he did every time he would see me because he knows he's done something wrong.
Did people on the boat that you told, because it happened on the boat, so you told others on the boat, did they have similar stories like, yeah, that's Harvey.
Yeah, that's Harvey.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Making excuses for sick.
And so when you got back to shore.
The thing is he's so powerful.
Yeah.
That or was, and so at least finally it came out, and I'm so glad that this has happened. I can't even tell you how happy that I am that this has happened because
now,
you know,
Angie,
being one of the people that this happened to, it's very justifying.
Is this the first time that you've shared this story publicly?
I've never said it in to any press or anything. No.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
Heidi, I was just compelled to say it to you because I was kind of like, you can't always tell people.
No, I know. In that moment, I totally get it. I'm saying from now on, going forward, there's no more, I don't want to rock the boat. There's no more sweeping it under the rug. There's no more laughing it off as us women tend to do. Like, oh, I don't want to cause problems. I don't want to lose my job. No, in the moment from now on, this is the time. You're touched inappropriately or something said, scream in that moment. Screw it. I didn't get the job. Well, okay, whatever.
Because in times past, people like that were so powerful that you wouldn't have worked in town. You know, if I had said something earlier, I wasn't as, you know, I wasn't the girls that came out and it. You know, I probably wouldn't have worked ever again.
Yeah, because, you know, there was a time period where if you did that, people would go, oh, what does she have to gain from saying something like this? There's trying to, you know what I mean? Like that was, that's when a lot of people were coming out against Cosby, it was stories that had happened. A lot of the stories had happened a long time ago, and so people were like, oh, it's got to just be, you know, someone trying to get attention or this or that. But the people that are coming out from the Weinstein story, it's such a, I mean, it's like Gwyneth Paltrow amazing, wonderful women.
I think the point of all of this is it's not okay to be a victim of rape or a victim of being abused like this. It's not okay.
No.
Right.
At all.
Right.
You're right.
It's not okay.
Thank you so much for calling, Angie, and telling us your story and sharing it with everybody who's listening right now. Because it's a good message. It's not okay. Thank you so much, Angie.
Thanks, Angie. Bye. Wow. She got a little emotional.
Wow, look at that. Angie Everhart.
Amazing.
Such a nice girl.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that story.
Jeez.